Hello, we're reading the topic of the ruin as an opportunity for correction. We are reading selected excerpts from the sources, number 26 by the Rabash. It is impossible to receive anything without equivalence. Rather, there must always be equivalence. Hence, when he evokes mercy on himself, it follows that he is engaged in reception for himself. And the more he prays, not only is he not preparing the vessel of equivalence, but on the contrary, sparks of reception form within him. It turns out that he is going in the opposite way. While he should prepare vessels of bestowal, he is preparing vessels of reception. Cleave onto his attributes, as specifically as he is merciful, so are you merciful. Hence, when he prays for the public, through his prayer he engages in bestowal. And the more he prays, to that extent, he forms vessels of bestowal, by which the light of bestowal called merciful can be revealed.
Questions, Narana? Read again.
Again, number 26 by the Rabash. It is impossible to receive anything without equivalence. Rather, there must always be equivalence. Hence, when he evokes mercy on himself, it follows that he is engaged in reception for himself. And the more he prays, not only is he not preparing the kli of equivalence, but on the contrary, sparks of reception form within him. It turns out that he is going the opposite way. While he should prepare vessels of bestowal, he is preparing vessels of reception. Cleave onto his attributes, as specifically as he is merciful, so you are merciful. Hence, when he prays for the public, through this prayer he engages in bestowal. And the more he prays, to that extent he forms vessels of bestowal, by which the light of bestowal called merciful can be revealed. What changes? My current vessel becomes a vessel of bestowal, or I add extra vessels to it, that those are the vessels of bestowal?
It doesn't matter. Suddenly you discover that you have the vessels of bestowal.
That happens through the connection in the ten?
Yes.
And there I discover a new style of connection with the Creator and the friends together?
Yes.
Again.
Okay, that's it. Yes.
When a person is in recognition of evil, and has to go from that state to prayer for the collective, so he reveals his evil, his will to receive that is separated from the Creator, and now he needs to make this transition outside of himself to pray for the others to adhere to the quality of bestowal.
Keep going.
I can't. That's the thing. How?
Now what?
How to continue? How from me revealing my evil, the shattering, the thoughts on myself?
Yes. I can't continue from what you said. It's only half a thing.
But that's what I have, a half a thing, exactly.
Repeat again. Repeat what you said again.
A person has recognition of evil.
Yes. If he's in recognition of evil, so what else does he have? What else does he need to do? How to get rid of the evil?
He has to pray to get rid of the evil, but that's exactly the state where he can't come out. He discovers that he's in the radish, in the...
Yes.
So how do you get out of this?
How to come out of it? You pray and try to advance until the Creator will finally put his head out of it.
But that's exactly recognition of evil, that you can take your head out.
In that state, there's nothing to do. Only friends and prayer. Nothing more to do.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll continue the question. He writes that if you look for mercy for yourself when the evil is revealed and the evil is in you, and you pray for yourself for mercy, so you go the opposite way. More and more vessels of reception happen. So how in that case to pray for the friends? And what to pray for them? What to pray for the collective?
Okay, let's continue. I have nothing to answer what he said. It's not correct. Yes.
Boker tov, Kli Olami, Boker tov, Rav. יכול להיות שהשאלה לא מתאימה, אבל אני אגיד את הסיבה קודם.
Maybe the question isn't right, but I'll tell you what the reason is. It's in order for it to drip inside more and open ourselves up. What is a 10? שעוד
חלקיקים יוכלו להיכנס אליו פנימה. בבקשה.
Please.
I didn't hear anything.
What is a 10 for us, for each and every one?
You want to take us back to studying the 10?
Specifically in these days, it feels, well, not only in me, it's like we're incorporating in the world Kli and between people, between the friends, and the intensities are different. It's a lot stronger. So it's like we should get into more delicate tunings. That, so maybe what is a 10 in these days?
Till you further scrutinize the question, there's nothing to ask. Where are we up to?
27.
Go ahead.
Marchu Chaim Vital says, my teacher cautioned me and all my friends who were with him in that society to take upon ourselves the commandment to do of love your neighbor as yourself and to aim to love each one from Israel as his own soul. For by this his prayer would rise, comprising all of Israel, and will be able to ascend and make a correction above. Especially our love of friends, each and every one of us should include himself as though he is an organ of those friends. My teacher sternly cautioned me about this matter.
No questions, right? Go ahead.
How do we encompass all prayers in one prayer?
I guess they can. And these are the causes and consequences that are working, the acting forces between cause and consequence. They enable us to connect in a single prayer.
I'll say what I'm trying to ask about it. We see we have a lot of states. I'm talking about our group. A lot of friends, a lot of states. One is sick, one is in jail. And there's prayer that all the tens rise. How do us, PT3, include all of them as one prayer?
I don't know. Among us, we don't have such a connection.
So what does it mean that we have to include all our prayers?
To include it, yes, all in all, yes. But individually, I don't know.
So what effort can we make in order to implement it?
As much as we can include together and bring these vessels to correction, we ask to include them.
Can we ask Oren to read 27 again?
Let's ask.
27 by Rav Chaim Vital. My teacher cautioned me and all the friends who were with him in that society to take upon ourselves the commandment to do of love your neighbor as yourself, and to aim to love each one from Israel as his own soul. For by this his prayer would rise, comprising all of Israel, and will be able to ascend and make a correction above. Especially our love of friends, each and every one of us should include himself as though he is an organ of those friends. My teacher, the Ari, sternly cautioned me about this matter.
Ken.
What's before the morning prayer? Does that mean that before I meet the friends, I have to be in love with your friend as yourself?
Let's say you're walking from your house to the lesson, and you think about it.
Before I meet the friends.
Before, of course.
Can I stabilize that on my own, such a thing?
You don't know them from today, you know them a few years already.
I'll process it.
It's so weird.
Gadi is asking, does he do the work of aiming himself to love your friend as yourself with himself before he physically meets the friends? Is it private work as a preparation for connection?
Yes, it's individual work. There's preparation to connection with the friends. Why is he going there? What he aims to do there? What connection he aims to attain? He's concerned that this day won't just pass as yesterday, that he didn't feel and wasn't demanding of what he wants from this day, what's important from this day. It's very good work. Rabash used to go for a walk for at least an hour before the lesson from his house until the Rabbi Akiva road, and then back again. And he was thinking about this constantly. Okay. All right.
No.
Go on.
כתוב שאין אדם מוציא את עצמו מבית האסורים. כתוב שמטרת הבריאה זה לגלות שהבורא הוא טוב ומיטיב.
It says that the purpose of creation is to come out of imprisonment, that the Creator is good, that does good. Why is it so hard for us to pray for the friends? I'm just hearing nonstop about friends who don't feel the Creator, who feel the recognition of evil. Why aren't we jumping and praying for every person that's asking a question here?
Ask them about that too.
Ask who?
The friends.
I'm asking you, so everyone hears. Why isn't it happening?
What do you want me to answer instead of them? What do you want to hear?
I don't
know. And the Creator will help us.
The Creator is willing to help to the extent that you ask Him correctly. That's His work, to give you an answer.
Yeah, Bensi opened the lesson with the deficiency of recognition of evil. That's how I heard our great friend. I don't even know how to come out of it, but the answer is very simple. We can now reach the final correction. We're not doing it.
That's correct, that in each and every moment we potentially could reach the end of corrections. But we don't do it because of our negligence. Yep. That's why we come back again and again over the same conditions that separate between us and Gmar Tikkun, the end of corrections, which is the true prayer and the only prayer. That the Creator won't be able to refuse, but will be happy to join us. Will be happy to perform the action.
Rav, the Maruchu and the Ari are directing us to incorporation.
Yeah.
What is that same action of incorporation in the 10 which causes contentment to the Creator?
Why the incorporation of the 10 brings contentment to the Creator?
Yes.
Because by that, we become one vessel that is ready to receive bestowal from the Creator. And by His bestowing upon us, we can connect and receive the upper light in order to bestow. What's so hard to think here? Okay?
Gamarnu.
We're done?
Tof ma.
Okay, what?
Question from Kabyu 11. What does it mean to be an organ of the friend?
That I'm willing to participate in any way in His private correction.
They're also asking, how are the technical actions we do in the 10, listening to a lesson, workshop questions, reading an article, how do they bring a full heartly connection that bring to revelation of the Creator?
If it's technical actions, they really don't help. We have to turn those technical actions into spiritual actions.
And how does one that pray for the friends, how does that equalize that person with the Creator? How does that work?
He asks the Creator to take care of them and correct them. And he's willing to be as an aid, as an individual in all those corrections.
Also from Kabio 11, how to start the work with a pure heart.
Try and ask the Creator to take you and use it to give the friends everything they need in order to reach the complete vessel.
From PT 30, how to make technical actions to spiritual actions.
Specifically with the intention I just mentioned. Okay, we are going to... What else do we have?
We'll continue the study or next part or what?
If it's the next part, so what?
We don't have more materials, we can continue here, the excerpts.
Okay, so where are we?
Here at 27, next is 28.
Let's start the sorrow of divinity.
The sorrow of the Shekhinah, excerpt 30. Bala Sulam says, all those discernments, beginning with Malchut, the root of the creation of the world, through the creatures, are named Shekhinah. The overall correction is for the upper light to shine in them in utter completeness. The light that shines in the Kelim is named Shochen, and the Kelim are generally named Shekhinah. In other words, the light dwells inside the Shekhinah. This means that the light is called Shochen because it dwells within the Kelim. That is, the Kelim in general are called Shekhinah. Before the light shines in them in utter completeness, we name that time a time of corrections. This means that we make corrections so that the light will shine in them in completeness. Until then, that state is called Shekhinah in exile. This means that there is still no wholeness in the upper worlds.
Yeah.
Rav, אנחנו כל החומר שאנחנו לומדים עכשיו נקרא חורבן כהזדמנות. והחורבן...
All the materials we're learning now is called ruin as an opportunity. And in Israel, the ruin is felt.
נכון.
But we don't feel that it's an opportunity.
Exactly. That's the question. Where's the opportunity? It's not felt.
מה הזדמנות צריכה להיות?
What should the opportunity be?
No, בקטה הזה נגיד כתוב שהכל חלק מאיזשהו תהליך שהשוכן צריך להתגלות בשכינה.
This is all a process that the dweller needs to be revealed as the divinity bearer and see how that clothes in reality.
Why? You see that society has reached a ruin. And everyone understands it. Everyone agrees to that. They don't agree with the state itself, but they agree that it's happening. And that we have nothing more to expect. We have to stand up and heal the state.
I don't see anyone coming and saying that we need to cure the state.
Why?
I don't see anyone that's coming to cure it. I see everyone is just frustrated to a level that they're turning to animals.
They're frustrated because they don't know that it's their turn right now to invite the correction. I mentioned many times how I ran to the operation room and I laid down on the bed and I demanded they start. For 2 weeks they told me, yeah, it's going to happen. And every day that went by they said tomorrow, until I, with my own forces, I came to the surgery room and I laid down on the bed, and they knew me already. And I told them, start doing it. Start doing it. I have no more forces to wait. And then they said, well, okay, we'll start the preparation. You know, preparation for surgery, that's also... So they started the preparation, and then they gave me those few shots and they operated me. And then I felt so different. So if man understands that he has to go through the stage of correction, that operation, and he has no other choice, and he demands it, so that's different already.
Yeah. Yes, Rav, but you're a Kabbalist. I don't see anyone outside running to get themselves operated, or even knowing that there is an operation.
No, that's not right. That's not true. It's not because I'm a Kabbalist. It's the necessity to want to live.
I don't see that a desire to live is leading humanity or even leading anyone towards correction. Or if there is a feeling that you need to have a ton of ruin for a gram of opportunity. 10 million people die for someone just to think, to have a thought. Why is it like that?
Because for now that's the form of correction. Okay. That's it. You'll remain without an answer. We have to keep going. David.
There isn't a necessity for a correction. There's a feeling, I prefer to have one eye removed so the other will have two eyes removed. There isn't a feeling for a desire for life. There is what's felt, it's just to enable the hatred to take place. That's the livelihood. That's the feeling that's burning in them. That's what's burning in the people. Where's the opportunity for correction? They want to realize hatred to others.
Because they didn't educate them to understand that this is the end of the road, that nothing positive can come out of this.
Right. That's the desire that's burning within the generation. So what?
That if I'll see the supposed enemies of mine, that I'll see them fallen, so I'll be happy and I'll think that I won.
It's like a primary value, more important in my own life is defeating the enemy. It's clear that it's part of the shattering. How to correct this part of the shattering?
Only by explaining more and more and more. There's nothing else to do. Not in forces. but by studying gradually. You can't educate a whole generation what can you do? Give them a shot that right away they'll get smarter? You have a solution, please?
No, but also saying that
as
lack of sufferings, like Rabash said, it's unclear if that will bring to correction the fact that there is suffering lacking.
Suffering without explanation can even bring them backwards. That they'll feel that we have to suffer more for the solution.
It's not just in Israel, you see this also in other places in the world.
Of course, because we learn from the nations of the world in such a period of time.
So what does the wisdom of Kabbalah explain? Also in terms of dissemination, what do we need to explain to these people?
We reach a state that finally from history we have to explain to the nation of Israel what their role is, what they need to do in order to be rewarded in seeing its duty in the world.
Maybe because we're lacking another goal in life. Maybe because of the lack of that, they're being fulfilled with their hatred. So this needs to somehow penetrate. But also the educational systems, they also receive their nourishment from the incorrect source.
But all in all, the work is in education and explanation. Yes, Dudi.
Thank you. Where are the people of Israel deteriorating to, falling to?
Into the abyss. Just as all the nations are saying, maybe in silence they're agreeing that Israel has no part of this world. And the next world, of course, so, but even in this world. So same thing, is what Israel thinks too.
Here even nations of the world, but here we're just killing ourselves.
Right.
And when in this state of things deteriorating, where will this recognition happen, this awareness? When will it stop?
Why should it stop? Is there a solution?
No solution.
So why should you stop? That after this stop, you want something to happen.
Yes.
So what will happen after you stop?
I don't know, just like you said that you ran to get operated, right? To save your life.
Because I saw a solution.
So what do you do if you see that you're just falling into the abyss and there's no solution? So what's in that state? You don't have any breaks. What do you do?
There's nothing to lean on but the Father in the heavens.
That's not a solution.
No. For us, this is the solution. Not for the nation.
I'm
asking about the nation.
Just to show them an example and prove by this example that in the correct connection we can revive ourselves.
So what correct connection will there be? That's the source of the problem.
We must turn ourselves to in order to be still.
That's my question. In what state of deteriorating into the abyss we'll understand that we have to connect? Is there such a situation, such a state?
Yes, because there's no other choice. No other choice. What can you do?
אז איפה בתאום, איפה בדרך הזאת העם מתחיל להתפקח?
So where does, do the people start sobering up, realizing there is no choice, that we have to connect, that there has to be a change?
אני לא יודע.
I don't know. It seems to me that the state needs to be inverted. That everything that's happening there in the Ukraine and Europe and... it will be directed towards us. And then we'll feel that the time has come. The time of truth has come. That if we take upon ourselves, love your friend as yourself, we'll succeed. And if not, so no.
So
the inversion will come when the nations of the world will awaken towards
us. Yeah, because this condition of love your friend as yourself is on us. And if we don't agree, so... they'll rise up against us.
And when they rise up against us, that will encourage us to start connecting between us.
Yes, we'll feel that a new force has awakened in us.
What is this new force?
The King, the Messiah.
What will be felt in the people?
And it's connecting us and teaching us in that mutual connection to reach the force of bestowal, the general force of bestowal.
And then where do the disagreements and the separation, where does that come in?
It'll all come into the force that's connecting.
There won't be such harsh disagreements and separation.
No, it'll be like a miracle.
And then when this miracle will happen, we'll start taking care of the world outside of us?
Yes. We will take care of the whole world.
Where is Bnei Baruch's role in this?
In the center. The center of explanation.
תודה.
כן.
לא ברור מה קשור מרכז ההסברה אם מתעורר הכוח הזה של המשיח.
It's unclear what this center of explaining is, if the force of Messiah awakens and it's felt.
That you explain who wakes up, for what, when you explain it, you let them know this force that awakens.
So for this small recognition, there needs to be additional explanation to develop it further?
Yes. Just understand that we will need to really take care of it.
Again.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
I still didn't understand because on the one hand you say it all depends on the ten. And until we won't connect here, nothing to expect for anyone to recognize recognition of evil, etc. We need to explain in the background. We can give data and so on. It all depends on it here on the 10. So why do we expect some blows to come or something from Ukraine or whatnot? Not even a group, you said even a 10. So I'm trying to understand where the solution will come from. That's why we're all working in tens. If once we used to go out to some circle to have connection games, then instead we're sitting today in the ten reading an article. That's where we heard the solution comes from.
So what are you asking?
What's the question? Is there going to be any change if we connect in the 10? Will the solution come?
What do you learn in the articles?
Yes, that if we connect in the 10, the solution will come from there.
That's where you will know the solution and to implement it.
I realize it within the 10. In the 10, in the group, in the world, clear, and then something will open up as soon as they'll be here. Then the state will change. Then we'll know what to do. Because if there won't be Kabbalists, then how will we know what to do? Do I understand correctly? Because if I don't understand, that's not good.
I
guess so. I also don't know all the details. Where can I know it from? But that's how it is.
Bakasha. Allah.
Please.
It's
a very nice discernment now here in the people. If a person thought that he had an opinion and he's standing behind his opinion, today it's becoming clearer and clearer. It's not really an opinion, it's only the question of what channel you're exposed to. If you're exposed to certain channels, then you'll have one opinion. If you're exposed to different channels, then you'll have the exact opposite opinions. And it's clearer and clearer. If people meet with one another, they can't talk because each one is completely brainwashed. Once there was a certain channel, a certain perception, some middle grounds. Where is this leading people to? This understanding that I'm exposed to something and it influences me, and that's it.
We'll see. I'm not sure that this is how it's going to be it, but it could be that from above all these things will change and start affecting us in a different way. That's how it is.
No.
Well, stay with the
this force that is called the King of the Messiah, does that mitigate the medicine or does it create lack of choice other than taking the medicine?
Both. But for sure it brings the medicine closer. Okay.
Yes, Gilad, no, tamshich.
Yes, Gilad, keep going.
So how will there be a state that they'll want to hear what we have to say and not this brainwash or that brainwash?
I guess from lack of choice, from helplessness, that there's nothing else to do, that they won't know who justice is with. And it's clear that there's no justice with anyone. That's
it.
Is there something that we can do for it to happen?
We don't have a solution. Our solution is only connection. Meaning, we need to open and influence and explain that the solution is in connection. The connection helps us rise above all the details, the negative details that are here in this complex state and solution. Okay? One moment.
Anil Roye. Olay PT 4.
Maybe PT 4.
Thank you, Rav. You told us many times about your connection with Rabash that used to had a lot of claims and complaints until the Rabash said to you simply, why didn't you ask? And this state that we're in now, that the nation is in order for us to have the necessity to ask for the correct thing. Could you tell us how you came to this request so that it will give us an example of how to reach the correct request?
Scrutinize the request in an individual way, each and every one, and start connecting around it as one man with one heart, that it'll be as one man, that in such a way can raise his heart, feelings of his heart to the Creator. And because it comes out of the ten, the plea of the ten comes against the desire of the Creator. That's called that one receives one. And then that contact takes place. That's it. The contact is closed.
But still, how can we now accumulate forces to reach pressure on this state that it's necessary for us? Because without reaching the correct request, we're lost and we see it. The people take it, even though they're taking all of the Bnei Baruch and the world to the edge, and there's no feeling that we have to reach connection.
That's something you have to decide. The answer is in us, in all of us. And I have nothing to add. Just more and more from day to day, we're coming to the essential thing that we must discover a necessity to connect in the center between us, and it has to be here and now.
No.
Well, nobody has a solution? You have.
A man is a small world. We see that if one wants to force their opinion on the world, we see that also in the ten we have opinions that are different, and each one wants to pull according to their own. Yeah. Maybe the solution is to ask above our opinions, above our different opinions, that the Creator will give us a new opinion. Something like that. I don't know how to ask it even.
So you're asking for a new solution. You're telling the Creator what you gave me before. Despair to that. Give me something new.
That's not what I'm saying. Apology if that's how it sounds. I'm just saying that the solution that you're giving us, that Kabbalah is bringing us to rise above the disagreements, above the different opinions, only that can bring the desired unity. But here we need to reach the true request that each one of us wants to influence their own opinion on the others, but we're all actually wrong.
Okay. So for today, we're going to close our gathering, and you are in charge of uniting everybody till tomorrow, that everyone will come to the morning lesson to be prepared for an inner connection between them. That from it we can implement the general connection. Okay. If we will reach that necessity that we come to the connection from the general connection, from our connection, we reach the connection of all of Bnei Baruch, and from that towards the whole world, we can do something here. It's a time that was given. This is the game of the hour. Okay, good. Yes, David.
Though I have this resistance, but I feel that I have to say that I want to take this responsibility together with Asaf to bring us tomorrow to this connection. I'll be responsible together with Asaf.
Great. Thank you. Bless you. Okay.
Shir. Eze.
Song. Which?
בארץ לא זרוע. כה אמר השם, זכרתי לחסד נעורייך, אהבת כלולותייך, אהבת כלולותייך. לכתך אחריי במדבר, בארץ לא זרוע, לכתך אחריי במדבר, בארץ לא זרוע.
לפני שנסיים, חברים, רק נזכיר שאנחנו נפגשים.
Before we conclude, friends, we'll just remind that we're meeting at 12 for the afternoon lesson with the Rav live. With that, we'll conclude. Thank you and have a good day.